6 months ago, I moved to my new home in a new city, and I'll keep it private for my privacy, and you'll see why later in the story. I met my new neighbor. The first impression of him was that he was very nice, funny, and a down-to-earth guy, but his behavior began to change after getting to know him. He's becoming a bit weird. Then I met his son. He was telling me that his father was threatening him with stupid things because he was playing in a neighborhood and he only liked for his son to play at his house. He seemed like a hovering parent that did not like his son to go anywhere or to have any type of freedom. My neighbor began to be mean to everyone that lived near us. It became very distant, as if he wanted us to probably get away from him. At least that's what I was assuming. One night, it was around 2 a.m. when I was awakened by screaming and arguing. I stayed in my bed and I covered my ears with my pillow, but my window was open because I liked the fresh air. The arguing continued, then all of a sudden it stopped. I heard grunting and something being dragged across some type of floor. I got tired of hearing the noise, so I decided to get up and close my window, which is actually facing my neighbor's house. I got up, and as I were getting ready to close my window, I looked up at my neighbor's house, and I saw something hanging through a window, so I took this video. I didn't know what this was, but the prior argument that I heard told me that that was a body hanger from the ceiling. I shut my window very quietly, and I called the cops, but I whispered while I was on the phone with them. I don't know why, and at that point I didn't want to know why that happened. The person that he was arguing with was one of his son's friend's father. They were arguing over something my neighbor said to his son's friend. The police eventually came and they arrested him. I told them not to come over here so I didn't have to make a report, so I went down to the station. My neighbor has already been through trial, and he actually received a death sentence, but I don't want to give too much information because it'll bring up who I am. So I live in a neighborhood that is considered middle class, but has its bad parts and its very good parts. I live right in between. One night, I got off of work pretty early because we didn't have that many customers coming in and out. By the way, I work in a locally owned restaurant. It was the winter time, so it would get dark outside pretty early at around 5 p.m. I drove home at around 6, went into the apartment, and just relaxed like usual. At one point, I was on the phone with one of my female friends, and I heard something by my room outside. We live on the first floor, by the way. I thought maybe that someone was just walking by, but the noise continued. Again, I didn't think anything of it because my room faces our front parking lot. The sound continued, but it was a little lower, as if it were further away. I got off the phone with the girl, and I looked outside. I saw a woman standing by my brother's car and my car in the middle of the parking lot. I yelled for my brother, not because she was simply standing there, but due to her back being bent backwards in an unnatural way and her screaming. He came to my window, opened it, and screamed out for her to move. All of a sudden, she fell on her back, got up, and ran away. After that, we looked at each other and began to laugh. Eventually, I went to sleep. I woke up to the same sounds from earlier. This time, I knew exactly what it was, so I took my phone out to record. She was in a darker area that had no lights, but this is what I caught on camera.
She was here. She was outside in the front around my brother and my car. She was just standing by my car, just looking at it, and she was like talking for herself. And she was there for like at least 10 minutes, and then she went to my brother's car, and she's just saying all kinds of crazy stuff and talking to herself. And right now, it's like, where's my clock? It's like 4 in the morning, dude. And it's 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
I went back inside and I waited it out with my gun. I didn't go back to sleep, and the lady ended up leaving. I don't know if she was a tweaker or possessed. My name is Matthew and I'm 16 years old, and I'll be recounting an event that happened to me and a group of friends a while ago. I live in Perth, Western Australia, and due to construction happening in the area, there are some large construction sites, which is where this story would take place. This happened during the school holidays, and it was on a night that I decided to meet up with a few friends. I won't share their names for obvious reasons. I asked my friend if he wanted to come to my house tonight. He said sure. So I waited for him outside, and I met up with him. We went into my backyard for a while and we stayed there. Having an interest in urban exploration, I asked my friend if he wanted to go around to this construction site that was nearly finished of some new house. He said, yeah, sure, let's go. I thought it was a good idea to go. This is where the story gets worse, but that's for later. So both my friend and I agreed to go to the construction site. We walked out of my gate and onto a path leading to it, which was around the corner. When we get to the front of the construction site, we were both surprised of how modern and big it was. It was a typical two-story house with a garage, pool, and a patio. I recall walking him to the left side of the house, where a narrow path was to get to the backyard. When we got to the backyard, we were looking around and we saw the pool, a large patio, and a nice direct view of the city at nighttime. Anyways, we wanted to get inside the house. To be honest, we went in there to take photos and explore. We went to the backyard and tried a few of the doors that were there. Eventually, we found one that was surprisingly open, and we walked in. Both my friend and I were looking around. The interior of the house was large, and I remember a huge light. It was the size of a small person hanging from the roof. We decided to go upstairs. The stairs weren't placed yet, so all it was a guardrail with some timber and steel plates all ascending to the second floor. We climb up and get to the second floor. That floor is absolutely massive. To the left, you have a room that is a bathroom. Well, it was connected to a bathroom. And it had a closet and a bedroom. When you leave the bathroom, there's a hallway which leads down to the area that has an office room and a balcony. We went back to the bathroom area and we turned the light on to have a better look around the room. Me and my friend had one last look and then we left. When we got outside, we looked up and I asked my friend did he turn the light off. He said no, and I went to accompany him while he did. This is where things start to frighten me. As I'm waiting downstairs for him, all of a sudden I hear this pounding and yelling. It was someone yelling, "What are you doing?" I ran out screaming and yelling so loud that my friend heard me and he ran outside. As we got onto the road, we hear a man yelling for us to get back here. We ran around the corner and hid in someone's bushes until he went away. My friend and I decided to go for a walk. As we were walking, our other friends called us, and we told them what happened. They were eager to come check out the house too. So me and my friend, we get home and wait for the other two friends. Eventually they came, and I told them all the events that happened, and my other friends were eager to go check out this house. So in total, there were four of us. When we got to the house, we all decided to split in two groups. It was two of us going one way and two of us going the other way. Pretty much, me and my friend went inside to explore and the other two stood outside keeping watch. Both my friend and I enter. We both have our flashlights on. We were walking around the whole bottom floor to make sure there's no one in there. I recall walking toward the staircase with my other friend checking out the house. As I was walking, I stepped on a small rock and made a cracking sound. As soon as that happened, something absolutely terrifying happened. And that fueled my adrenaline. At this point, this is where I started to record a short clip of what happened.
Okay.
There were either repeated knocks or someone pressing the door handle to one of the rooms on the door downstairs repeatedly. Both my friend and I, we were out of there so fast in shock we were yelling and screaming. We eventually get outside and we tell our other friends what happened. They also asked what happened and we said, as we were exploring halfway in, we heard a few knocks or a rattle on the door handle. They were just as shocked as I was. I asked who did the knocking. They asked me what I meant. They were in the front keeping watch. Still to this day, this event scares me and has somewhat taught me a lesson. And that's not to trespass.